Royals feared Meghan Markle would brand family racist and sexist. By Jack Montgomery on January 15, 2020. Members of the royal household feared Prince Harry and wife Meghan would accuse the family of racism and sexism if the crisis created by their decision to abandon their public duties to pursue money-making ventures was not resolved to their satisfaction, according to reports. The Duke of Sussex and his American wife, who have earned negative press in recent months for their woke pronouncements on issues such as feminism and, in particular, climate change, while making liberal use of often publicly funded private jets, announced they would cease performing most of their public duties and move to North America. Initially, this has involved setting up in Canada, where the Queen still reigns, but sources suggest they have a long-term plan to move to Los Angeles. Once President Donald Trump, who Meghan was highly critical of in her previous life as a TV starlet, is out of office. The Queen, who was not given notice of the couple's shock decision, has given her blessing to their new life, but Sunday Times journalist Tom Bradby has hinted the 93-year-old monarch may have felt she had no choice but to give in to them, or risk them going public in a no-holds-barred interview. "I have some idea of what might be aired in a full, no-holds-barred, sit-down interview and I don't think it would be pretty," remarked the journalist, a sympathetic confidant of the pair. His newspaper noted elsewhere that Bradby does not say what concerns they might voice, but courtiers fear she would brand the royal household racist and sexist. Accusations of racism have been leveled at the royal family before, with the Queen's husband Prince Philip, a 98-year-old Second World War veteran, being criticized for his propensity to crack politically incorrect jokes prior to his retirement from public engagements. For example, asking Australian Aboriginals whether they still chucked spears at each other in 2002, and congratulating a British traveller who trekked across Papua New Guinea on the fact he managed not to get eaten in 1998. Harry's father, 71-year-old Prince Charles, has also been chastised by the press for using the nickname Sooty for a friend with Asian roots in previous years, although the friend in question defended him, saying, "You know you have arrived when you acquire a nickname and I enjoy being called Sooty by my friends, who I am sure universally use the name as a term of affection with no offense meant or felt." Prince Harry himself has been accused of racism, too, during his army career, with recording of him referring to a Pakistani comrade as "our little Pocky friend" while he was serving in Afghanistan, resulting in a Ministry of Defense investigation. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.